With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, we've got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, very serious intro this week. Welcome to HIC Talk Radio. We are going to talk about wrestling. We will distract you from the BS. I say BS because we shouldn't take it lightly, but it is a bunch of BS that's happened in Washington, D.C. and around the country today. But first, I want to say hello. We're going to be talking about Goldberg, and Mark's going to roast me on Sting. But, ladies and gentlemen, as you see, Mark Go Thompson, follow him at Go Thompson. Craig Lagans is definitely here at Craig Lagans. A little backstory to start the show tonight. We weren't going to do it. Craig and I are totally in agreement that we weren't going to do the show. And full disclosure, Mark called both of us. There goes my continuation to not being able to speak the English language. Called both of us and pumped us both up. And so we decided that we are going to address, well, more so Craig, because, pale white. So we are going to address what's going on today. But like I said, we will get into wrestling in a second, and I assume there's wrestling historian afterwards.
There is a tiny bit of wrestling historian afterwards.
Right, we'll do one episode then. Sweet,
yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Knock this out. So, really don't know how to start this segment off, but I'll say it. Mm-hmm. A bunch of white supremacists stormed the Capitol building today. There, I said it.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way of putting it. I guess it's a little more complicated than that, but really the fundamentals are pretty much that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll preface this by saying this. Craig texted me today and he goes, "You want to do the show?" And I was like, "Not really. Not unless you want to." So Craig, I'm going to let you, I want you to tell, you know, I'm John Q. White guy. I know how it makes me feel, but what about you, sir? You're the one that's been dealing – you and your friends and family for the last 100 fucking years. You know.
Well, yeah, well, a little backstory on – and Dan, your opinion matters as much – I mean
– you know.
As anyone, because – yeah, because you're woke. I just got into it with a friend on Facebook who said it's all our fault. It's like, no, it's really not all our fault. It's not
your fault.
I did this,
you black son of a bitch.
Well, he said it's America's fault. I was like, no, again, no.
Really not. Told you what was gonna happen.
But I want to do a little backstory on how I found out about the treason that happened today. I was, and this ties into our country as a whole. I was up all night, foolishly, waiting for the results of the Georgia Senate runoff.
Yeah.
Till 4:35 in the morning. even though I was told repeatedly that, you know, most everyone in DeKalb County and Fulton County had gone home. I was staying up because I wanted to get to see when Democrats got both seats in the Senate so we can finally make some real change in this country. That's how important it was to me. So when I finally went to sleep, and I missed our favorite radio show today because I slept through all of that. And so I got a text from a girl friend of mine that we've had a relationship with, and she goes, "I'm so disgusted." And, of course, single man me, what did I do now? Oh, Lord. Okay, I'm sorry. And I was like, disgusted about what? And she told me what was happening in the Capitol building. And that's when I saw what was happening. I saw the live footage and the images of these white supremacist terrorists walking through the Capitol building, you know, storming the castle and taking pictures, selfies and stuff like that. And I just rage and sadness. I thought I was watching a movie, and then more rage because nothing was being done about this. I can't walk out of my place in the middle of a Black Lives Matter protest for fear of what's going to happen to me, because the people that are here to protect and to serve me are going to harass me, shoot me with rubber bullets, tear gas me, all that. But people can storm a Capitol building with cameras and selfies, with smiles on their faces. They have no fear. They have no – There's no angst. There's no, hey, look what we did. Hey, take my picture. Hey, I'm in Nancy Pelosi's office. They have no fear at all. And it wasn't the sadness that overwhelmed me so much as it was the rage. Because if anyone that looked like me did that, or was even on the other side of those barricades, those flimsy barricades that were so easy to get through, I would have been dead, arrested, or shot. Or shot, then arrested, and then I'd be dead. One of the three. But I know the outcome wouldn't be good for me. And I know they're going to continue with the. And this was all a formality. You know, this is all because of a formality. Nothing was going to change the outcome of the House declaring Joe Biden the president.
Nope.
But the current person in charge had this whole rally planned out for days. Meet me in Washington on the 6th. We're going to do this. And we're going to use words like fight and take back our country. And you mean to tell me that the National Guard, who can be there like that whenever Black Lives Matter people want to protest police brutality, but these same police don't know that a rabble-rousing, riling up a bunch of brainless, dickless, cowardly sheep wouldn't do something like this? No one had any foresight. Black people protesting peacefully, they're the threat. But white armed militia, with a history in this country of doing things by violence that don't need a whole lot of incitement, but their leader, the one who lost the election, will tell you it's rigged, when there's no evidence of it, but I'll believe him. His own elected officials had told you there's no evidence, there's no fraud, there's no rigging. This was a fair and honest election voted for by the people, it's for the people. But this one guy said it's a lie. We'll believe him. And he wants us to fight, so let's go. And these same people that own guns, that fight for the Second Amendment, that are thinking about that they're want to be armed in case the government gets overthrown. The only people we need to fear from overthrowing our government is this one. This is the only government that needs to be overthrown, the one that's on its way out. Thank you for giving me this forum to talk and vent. This is the only time I'm ever going to say anything. I've posted some stuff on Facebook. I'll probably post some more. The woman, she was wearing a Trump cape. She was shot and killed today by police. and I want to make sure I remember the correct words to say.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Well, if she had just complied, she'd still be alive. If she had just listened to the police, nothing would have happened to him. You can't blame the police for her death. I just want to remember, I just want to know if I'm saying that right, because this is the same thing I've been heard,
yeah,
that was told to me.
All your life.
Yes. And about George Floyd, and about I'm an Arbery. And
remind me to send you a few screenshots of a buddy of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of George Floyd, just to put a finer point on that, I'm not the crazy one in the situation. You'll see what I mean when I send them to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're welcome. Oh, well, I mean, you're not welcome, but you know what I mean.
I do know.
I guess my problem with this whole thing is they told us, first of all, politics aside, Democrat, Republican, the bullshit two-party system aside for a moment, everybody who was like, please don't vote for Trump, to my knowledge, never said anything about it politically, about why you shouldn't vote for Trump. It was always about the content of his character and the kind of person he is, and words he says and phrases he says that are dangerous, to which people said, well, they're not dangerous, they're just words. And Dean, the founder of this show and this podcast, tweeted something very poignant today. He was retweeting a lot, mm-hmm, but kept his mouth rather quiet. But made comments here and there, but said words have consequences. We told you this was not a Democrat-Republican thing, never to me, about Trump. And I'm sorry, listen, skip ahead 15 minutes if the Trump thing is going to bother you. I don't care at this point. I don't care at this point. I just don't. I'm over it. I don't listen, you know. I can't pretend, and neither can you, apparently, so. But told you that this stuff was going to happen for 4 years, 5 years, 6 years since since the election cycle started in 2015, right?
Mm-hmm.
Told you for years what was going to happen. He told you,
yeah,
that if he told you in so many words, if I win, it's a fair election. If I don't win, it's not a fair election. The simp told you, using simp words, and you simp followed it. Now, you're either – he's not an intelligent person. You don't have to be intelligent to be a con man. You have to be a piece of shit to be a con man.
Yeah, you have to find unintelligent people.
He's a con man. And if you fell for that, it says more about you than it does about him. Mm-hmm. Or you did it on purpose. And that's just the way it is. And I'm not going to be nice about it anymore. Okay. I'll be cordial with you to the point where I'm like, we don't need to speak anymore. Have a nice day. I'm not going to start fights with you, but I'm not going to associate. I think the line was drawn today.
Yeah.
Those calling for civil war, tanks, drones, Waco.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. You know, most of you were dressed for it with all that armor on today, you fucking. Anyway, we all knew it was going to be a shit show. I don't. But people still say to me, "I'm so surprised. How are you still surprised?"
I don't know. What gets me, the people that say, "Well, I didn't think it would go this far." I'm like, "Why not?"
You know what I think is funny, just real quick, that Amber picks this moment to show her entire her entire being is now on camera now. You've been on the show almost 4 years now, and Amber's like, "Look at me," as the queen that she is. Anybody else? Are we? Did you want to put a finer point on it, brother? Or?
Yeah, I said all I wanted to say.
Well, I'm kind of hoping. Listen, I'm over arguing about Republican Democrats. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you can't see, if we can't all see as citizens during the last year while COVID was going on, if you can't see that these people don't give a shit, right or left, black or white, they don't care about you. If you're that hung up on a person, then we're done. We can't help each other. If you can't understand that they don't care, I don't know how many other signals you need to be sent to your dome that they don't care. Mm-mm. Even the good guys don't care. There's two or three, I feel. Say two or three. There are probably a handful of people who are actually trying out there, but the majority of the old fucks don't care.
Yeah.
So stop making it a political thing. Make it a human thing. We all get off the ride at the same time in our lives. We can't take it with us. Mm-hmm. Ashes, to quote, I always like to say he's an asshole, but he's our asshole.
Yeah.
Roger Waters.
Mm-hmm.
Ashes and diamonds, foe and friend, we are all equal in the end.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good stepping off point.
Yeah.
Time to grow up, folks. The other song I've been quoting is Burn Down the Mission. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just saying the song exists and you should listen to it.
I thought it was really ironic that when Rudy Giuliani came to the podium today, or Trump Jr. was Funeral for a Friend that was playing.
Are you kidding?
No.
That's funny in many ways. But the most funny to me is the artist is gay and they abhorrently hate gay people.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand why they play YMCA all the time. What the hell is that? Or Macho Man.
Macho Man. He came out to Macho Man and I'm like, that's different. Okay,
that for?
I don't claim that Italian.
But that wouldn't even inspire me, even if I was pro. This guy.
If I was pro Trump or Giuliani, I'd be like, "What? Okay."
I don't feel like really motivated to do much of anything.
Matt said the shirt is appropriate, and I pointed out the mask. And Matt said, "Man, the Punisher and Cat would have been on the same side today."
Mm-hmm.
He also said when you were saying about how you can't go outside and you can't protest without being threatened or worse. He said they would beat you and steal you and put you in a van.
Yeah.
That happened.
Mm-hmm.
There is an inherent fear that arose when they saw protesters of mixed ethnicity. I can't speak English today. They don't view a group of white protesters with that same view of fear.
Yeah.
I mean, is it fear or is it on purpose at this point? When do we separate fear and just, I'm white, white man, hold you down?
Well, it's amazing how first of all, we should never be afraid of police anyway.
No
race should. No ethnicity should.
Oh.
But the fact that these people can willfully – I can get killed for not breaking the law, for being asleep in my apartment, for jogging, for being at a traffic stop or passing a bad $20 bill. These people are not only breaking the law, they're committing treason, and they're doing with smiles on their faces. As if they know nothing's going to happen to me at all. Cops will just walk right by me. I can be a 17-year-old piece of shit that can drive from one end of the state to another with an assault rifle, kill
cross state lines,
kill someone, shoot two others, and a cop will high five me and give me water. I don't have any fear. Well, I'm smiling. I'm taking selfies. This is the America that I live in. So no, there isn't any fear or anything if you're white from police or from law enforcement. These people that have their picture all over the internet, they don't even realize they're going to lose their jobs. They're going to get locked up. They're doing it with smiles on their faces.
There you go, Matt. You can shoot 9 people in a church in South Carolina, the cops will get you Burger King.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. But if you try to pass a $20 bill in Minnesota, a cop will leave their neck for 8 minutes and kill you.
So I just keep hearing the phrase in my head when you bring him up, 8 minutes and 43 seconds. 43 seconds. I keep hearing Chappelle saying that. Mm-hmm. 8 minutes and 43 seconds.
Yep.
He tells that story about, you know, the earthquake where he got terrified and, you know,
mm-hmm.
he made sure he wouldn't be heard screaming. That probably lasted 30 seconds. And they stood 8 minutes and 30 seconds. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know where the disconnect is, man. You know, we were talking to Kazama the other week,
mm-hmm.
and I said about learning and being different and learning not to say stupid. It's so much easier to learn and be better than to be a fucking asshole. It just
yeah.
is.
Mm-hmm.
Takes less energy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. He was on drugs. He had a record. Well, I hate to tell you this. And to add to what Craig said, see, it's like it took me years to identify with what you're saying to me, Craig.
Yeah.
Because I grew up with firefighters and cops. Of course, they're mm-hmm. not a danger to me.
Yeah.
Then when you grow up in Camden County
mm-hmm.
and you're not always around white folks
–
and then you start talking because, you know, they're just humans, you assholes.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that never thought of that. Never thought of that. Mm-hmm. Never thought of that. Same thing with when Kelly and I first started dating, and she took, not the same thing, it's the same basic concept, where Kelly and I started dating, and I won't mm-hmm. get into numbers, but she told me that salary difference between men and women is very much a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't occur to me until she said it to me. Like, oh. Wow, Jesus. That's where we are right now.
Yeah.
We can do better.
Oh, yeah.
It's not unsalvageable. Like, again, I said that thing about the Civil War. Calm yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that would take effort from the other side.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
513, you're declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
And now it's time for a distraction. Look at my cat. I've got pussy in my
lap. Look at that. He's always got pussy around him when he does
bam,
the show.
Bam, bam, bam.
Wah, wah, wah.
Ladies and gentlemen, now, in case you... If you are just joining us, and although I find that hard to believe, this is a wrestling podcast, and we will talk about wrestling at some point. And the thing about it, you know, Dan, we've talked in previous Wrestling Historians about the Christmas extravaganza and the Thanksgiving extravaganza, and the holidays were a big deal in professional wrestling, used to be a big deal. Conversely, the first week of any given year in professional wrestling has been notoriously slow. So this week's Wrestling Historian, and I poured through some of the things, and there really wasn't anything worse. I mean, I could drag it out. It's kind of like, on our favorite radio show for the Hollywood stuff, and we talk about someone's new hairstyle or someone, you know, is linked with someone else, it's been a slow week or a slow day, and how it's been a slow week in professional wrestling historically. The only things I can pick out was on this week in wrestling history, January 4th, I believe it was 2000 something. Of course, when Bret Hart returned to the WWE.
2010, wasn't it?
2010, yes. I'm sorry. 11 years ago, this week in wrestling history. And the immortal words, his first words back in the WWF ring were, "Well, I guess hell just froze over."
"Well, I guess hell just froze over, eh?
Yeah.
About, eh?" I'm kidding.
"I guess hell is as cold as Canada, eh?"
"There's pigs flying, eh?"
But that was it's early historic because it's something I didn't think I'd ever see again. It's certainly not in Brett's lifetime, and certainly not to start a program with Mr. McMahon, as it were.
Never see Craig. I could totally see him coming back. I could totally see him being in the ring away from Vince. It's the program with Vince that completely baffled. I was like, he's sticking. Oh shit! All right.
Even the half-hearted hug with Shawn Michaels in the ring.
It was very.
I thought, yeah, because I said, okay, well, that could go somewhere. We could do something with that since more people want to see Bret and Shawn do something rather than Bret and Vince. But I'm guessing this was Vince's way of saying, "Well, I know I messed up, so this is me giving you this is my mea culpa. So I'll let you beat the crap out of me at WrestleMania." So even though it's really like 14 years too late and I'm still making this all about me, but here you go, Bret.
He did beat the holy hell out of him, though.
I'm sure there are a couple of potatoes in there. And, you know, but in that same sense, when Hulk Hogan got his revenge against Mr. McMahon, he went soft as a grape on him.
There's a couple chair shots in that match at WrestleMania where it was like,
I wonder how long that's been building up.
Oh, man, that sounded like it hurt. If nothing, listen, I'll shit on Vince till the day is over and begins again. Yeah. And I'll shit on him some more.
Mm-hmm.
With all the good things he's done for wrestling, there's about 50 things I could smack him in the face for. He'd probably kill me, but alas, that's not the point. That's neither here nor there, to steal a line from our buddy Dean.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as wrestling receipts, he's gotten the receipts, in-ring receipts.
Yeah.
He still has a couple of receipts to answer for,
And it's the end of Vince's mind, Dan, him giving that to Bret and giving that to Hulk. It's like, see, now we're even. It's like,
We'll talk about him in a second. Yeah, no, I remember. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, and staying on Wrestling Historian, and wow, what a segue. We had our own Wrestling Historian moment this past Monday on Raw. That was a whole 3 hours worth of history as they dragged and brushed the dirt off of many a wrestling legend, and I've never heard the word legend be more loosely fitting, especially with people like Alicia Fox or Tatanka in full Native American wrestling gear for some reason.
Hey, while we're talking about racist crap that Vince did, at least that was a legit Native American.
Yes. Chris Chavez, for purposes of a paycheck, was there at the Legends Raw, Legends Night for Raw. And once again, it shows that whenever this happens, even when they brought Sting back in, but it just, doing the Legends Night on Raw, anytime they bring a whole plethora of former wrestlers back, it just shows that we have no confidence in our current product, so we have to bring all these people back. If he just brought Flair back to do that thing with Charlotte, that would have been fine, but we got to bring everybody back just to show you that we really don't have any confidence in our product. The only way we're going to get people to switch to us is if we promote that Hogan and Flair and Big Show and all these other people and Star to Slaughter are all coming back.
I guess I'm not over the fact that Hulkster never really, because he doesn't feel like he needs to apologize for actually being the racist, not apologize for getting caught. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And who did I see tweeted that? Hogan said that in an interview, he doesn't understand why the younger kids don't like him anymore. I mean, think of a couple things.
Yeah.
You know.
And you haven't earned that respect. And your name alone, he thinks, carries enough gravitas that he can say and do what he wants. But
the segment alone was dated. The H phone?
Yeah.
God damn it. Well, speaking of wrestling legends, another legend came back.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Goldberg. I'm just going to do the overreaction wrestling fan thing.
Okay.
Right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
If they fucking waste Drew McIntyre's title run and he drops the belt to goddamn Goldberg, I'm going to be very upset.
I think, Dan, the only reason they're bringing Goldberg in, and I don't know why he's being brought in under any circumstances at all, because didn't we see this already?
No, I don't. The last time I saw it, he didn't have a jackhammer or a spear within him, but what do I know?
With Brock Lesnar and with Roman Reigns and The Fiend, I just if he's not being used to put Drew over, then there's no reason to bring him back. But even that, still, why is Goldberg have to be someone that you need to put Drew McIntyre over? He just went over Keith Lee, which was, that should have been a WrestleMania match if you build Keith Lee up accordingly. Or at least a Royal Rumble main event match, but you give it away free on TV. But you beat Keith Lee, who deserves a better spot, and then you totally bury him by bringing Goldberg in right after that. Yeah, after Drew was going to put Keith over after the match. So this, I know this has Vince's fingerprints all over it. It's
why I'm nervous.
Yeah. It's absolutely horrible the way the current roster is being treated, that you bring in legends to pop your ratings and to bury your talent.
I will say this,
mm-hmm.
on as far as Alicia Fox goes.
Yeah.
She was given a bad rap within the company. What?
Because?
How do I say this? She was treated differently for alcohol abuse than other people in that company that don't share her color.
Really?
That's why she's gone. An injury, too.
I didn't know that.
Why Arn Anderson was fired.
Really?
He let her go out. We talked about it. I know there's a lot going on. Fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
No. I mean, in general, we talk about so many things. I forget mm-hmm. 50 things, and I mm-hmm. don't mean it like that. We talked about it that week where he was let go because he let her go into the ring and wrestle under the influence.
Oh.
Yeah, there's an injury involved in the middle of that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet was kind of off and on loud about it since it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, I don't think they are bestowing her the legend status as far as that tweet goes.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be included more because they kind of fucked her over.
Okay.
And they did. Well, they did fuck her over.
Yeah.
You know, my sympathy towards addiction and of drugs or alcohol or any kind.
Yeah.
Because that's all real. Like, of course. You can be addicted to that.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel, just looking at others, that ended really crappily?
Sure.
Crappily.
For her. Crappily ever. Yeah, it's crappily ever after.
So I can understand the make good. It was good to see Tori again because, you know, for all intents and purposes, Tori started out as a model, but she put work in.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't mind the modeling part. I'm saying as far as in-ring.
Yeah. She did put work in.
Yeah, and an update from Mark. He can't connect at all to the internet right now. So the guy who rallied us and got us to do the show this week cannot get on the fucking...
Cannot join us for a spirited discussion. This is
Damn
your
it.
Fault, Mark.
It's your fucking fault.
It's the only reason I'm doing this. You should be out protesting.
I'm so mad. I'm not mad at him. I'm mad that he can't get on.
No, I'm mad at him.
No, you two handle that shit. I'm out of it. Go ahead. I don't know what we're gonna say.
Did you see the? Did you watch the entire show?
No, I did not. I'm still trying to get through it.
Okay.
Why? What were we gonna bring up? I feel Legends Night is a waste of my time. That's why I'm not.
Oh, it is. No, it completely is. And to build Legends Night around the main event of Drew McIntyre versus Keith Lee as your main event, which, again, should be a main event on a Royal Rumble or a WrestleMania if Keith Lee was adequately pushed, but
finish your thought. I just remember what I was going to say.
Yeah, you're undermining your current talent. That's all I'm saying.
One of the things I saw when we were talking about Goldberg was I was talking about Goldberg with a friend of mine on Facebook, and they said, well, they're doing it to pop the ratings. I said, well, perhaps better writing.
Mm-hmm.
Or no writing.
Or better storylines, or, you know, or having things mean something.
Because you could pop a territory, I used an old phrase, you could pop the ratings with a name and still have it look like shit.
Yeah.
I.e. Goldberg's last run.
Right.
And let me preface this. I even said on Twitter, I like Goldberg. I always liked Goldberg. I liked his character. He couldn't do a jackhammer last time.
Mm-mm.
That should be part of the story. He can't even do his finisher anymore. If you're going to have him go over, at least be a story of how he can't even go anymore, and he proves us all wrong.
Right.
Or you have Drew destroy him. Isn't Drew, like, 3 inches taller than the guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's close.
Yeah, but there they have he's got the height, he's got everything, and Hogan didn't even need to gave Drew the rub in the backstage segment, and he didn't even need to do that. You know, we don't need Hogan to put Drew over. And Randy Orton was doing this thing, you know, threatening all the legends, Big Show and Mark Henry, Ric Flair, and getting in their faces and telling them how what he did to them last time and how, you know, he's a legend killer and all this other stuff. And,
Well, this has been just a happy, happy show this week.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You know, sometimes you don't – anger and sadness is an emotion.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's the way it is.
And I'm experiencing both right now because I apologize to our viewers if I'm distracted because – I'm watching my basketball team, my hometown team. How ironic or cathartic is this? I'm watching the Philadelphia 76ers, Philadelphia where America was born, take on the Washington Wizards, a team from Washington, D.C. And we just blew a 20-point lead. And so if I'm distracted, it's because the only thing that's going to take me out of this, I didn't want to do a show today. I was so angry and so sad and frustrated with what happened today in Washington, D.C. I said, well, the game, the Red Hot Sixers that have won 4 in a row, best record in basketball, they'll take my mind off of this because they're playing a crappy team like the Wizards, and we just blew a 20-point lead.
No,
so
this script was written hours ago.
It's in the
hottest team in basketball. They're playing the lowly Wizards. We lost. We're losing that one.
Yeah, for a Brett Brown team, yes, but not for this team.
That'll be all right. I see the refs are not helping either.
No.
No, so we're just going to have to respond. Prove us wrong.
From the words from the late, great Canadian Wolverine.
I think with that being said, it's going to be a quick one this week, folks.
That is what she said.
She shouldn't.
Mm-mm.
I've never been a anyway. Craig, where can people follow you, sir?
They can follow me if they so choose on my now very active Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages at Craig Ligon, CraigLigons.
Follow me on all social media platforms. That's the wrong one. Almost had it.
So close.
She also didn't say that. DanLaw83 on all social media platforms. That includes Twitch, the streaming platform, and YouTube, the streaming platform. DanLaw83. The HIC Talk Radio Network is on VOCNation.com, on your smartphone, on your podcast app. Type in VOC Nation Radio Network or go to our social media, HIC Talk Radio. For the unfortunate internet of Mark Thompson, follow him at Go Thompson. And Craig Ligons. I'm the above average comedian, Dan Colchico. We will see you next week. Bye, Amber. Have a good night, everyone.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
the worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.